Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures in the green today. We were up 1.5 in Dease corn at 322¾. March up 1¾, 335¾. Beans higher as well. November, new crop beans up 8½, 925¼. And then the wheat futures, both in Kansas City and Chicago, closed higher on the day. Up 5½ in the December Kansas City at 563. Chicago up 4¾ at 483¾. So higher in all of the three major grain contracts. Now, there was some rain in Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and western Illinois. The two-week weather forecast suggests normal rains and normal to below normal temperatures. While if you look at the rest of October, it looks like it could be a little bit wetter, a little bit cooler, and the same could be said for November. But at this point, a little bit of rain in Kansas and here in the southern plains overnight will lend a little bit of help to the wheat as we get that wheat crop planted here in the wheat belt. Tomorrow morning, we'll have the latest Stats Canada report, which will show us their wheat production, and then tomorrow also Informa's latest round of yield estimates for corn and beans.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Export sales this morning were uneventful. Wheat exports were 27 million bushels. That puts us at 498 for the year. Last year, we were at 681. Corn exports, 25 million bushels. We're at 571 this year versus 576 last year. And then soybean sales, 32 million bushels. And we're about 100 or 90 million bushels above where we were last year at this time. Now, there's different private analysts coming out on the corn and bean yields. All of them keep inching higher. There is some talk that corn could be about 178.5 bushels per acre, and the overall crop closer to 15 billion bushels. So that big corn crop keeps getting bigger, and same for beans. Beans are 48.5 bushels per acre estimated, or just about 4.06 billion bushels. So both of those keep getting larger. Goldman Sachs changed their outlook here for the 3- and 6-month period for corn. They're saying $3 were the 12-month, $3.75. For beans, they're at $8 over the next 6 months. And for wheat, about $4.50. None of those are a surprise to keep lowering those as the crop gets bigger.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle closing up 40 at 165.90. February up 55 at 165.87. November feeder cattle up 220 at 238.05. And January up 212 at 231.77. December lean hogs down 2 at 94.85 and February up 10 at 91.95. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat up 4 at 561 and a half, March up 2 and a quarter at 563 and three quarters. December Chicago wheat up 3 and three quarters at 482 and three quarters. December corn up 1 and a half at 322 and three quarters. March up 1 and three quarters at 335 and three quarters. November soybeans up 7 and three quarters at 924 and a half, January up 8 at 933. December cotton down 31 at 61.85. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.